Enter.
Oh, it's you. What are you doing up this late? You didn't have a nightmare or anything, did you? Then what's the matter? Can't sleep? No, that's okay. I understand that more than anyone. You can stay here if you want. Just until I finish my work. Then we both need to sleep. Here, sit on my lap. Just try and relax. You can even try falling asleep if you want. I'll carry you back to the barracks if that happens. No, I don't mind. But you really need to get more rest. You look exhausted. What's been keeping you up? Nothing. All right. Just rest your head on my shoulder. You'll doze off soon enough. Now just keep working. I'll try and be quiet for you. No, no. You're not distracting me. It's just... Are you sure you're comfortable? My quarters are just next door. You can sleep in my bed or on my couch if you want. Okay. Don't think I can't see what you're doing. Unless you want to play innocent and say you're only accidentally grinding against me. You're blushing, sweetheart. You can't hide anything from me. Even if you tried. There's no need to be embarrassed. You can have what you want. Go on. Straddle my thigh. You know what to do. No, don't close your eyes. Look at me while you ride my thigh. It's what you wanted, after all. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you were already having some fun before you came here. There's no way you're this much of a mess already. Now, don't get all embarrassed. You were shameless enough grinding against me earlier. You really thought you could come up here and get your fix without me noticing? I should have guessed that was your intention the whole time. I forget you're not as innocent as you seem. That's enough. Lay back on my desk. Good. Let's pull down these pants. Spread your legs and let me see what a mess you are. Seems like my theory was correct. No, I'm not mad, sweetheart. I'm honored you come to me to fix this little problem of yours. But I want you to show me what you were doing to yourself earlier. Go on. Don't be shy. Oh, look at you. You naughty little thing. I'll be honest. I've thought about you like this before. Getting all riled up with your hand in between your legs. Coming all over those pretty little fingers. But tonight, it wasn't enough, wasn't it? You needed someone to look after you, didn't you? You need me to look after you. What's that? You want me to touch you? Not until you admit it. You're hooked on me. No one else can turn you on like this, can't they? Not even your own desperate little hands. Right? Good. Like I said, my quarters are attached to my office. Follow me. Clothes off. No. Clever little thing. You know doing what you're told will get you what you want. Most of the time, anyway. That's my job to decide in the end. Get on the bed, head against the pillow. Now, we need to make sure that you'll keep those greedy hands to yourself. Arms above your head. There. You already know why I keep a pair of cuffs in my drawer. I've wanted to do this for a long time. And I'm always prepared for everything. Do you want my lips elsewhere? No, sweetheart. I want to hear you. Ask me nicely like the good little thing you are. That's what I like to hear. Mm. Sweetheart. I said I want to hear you. That includes your little cries and moans. I don't care if people hear. They won't dare say anything about it. Oh, you sound so good. I don't want to miss it. Ah, you're so sensitive. Good thing I restrained you. You're squirming like crazy. I guess I'll have to pin your thighs to the mattress to keep you still. I can tell that you're close. It's almost a shame. I would have loved to build you up slowly. Drive you insane with anticipation. But I like you like this as well. So pent up, yet unable to push yourself over the edge. Desperate for my touch. As much as I love that you ask permission, the answer is no. You don't get to come yet. No, you're begging now. Keep going. You came all the way up to my office. Crawled your way into my lap. Now beg for what you want. Tell me how good I make you feel. Tell me how badly you need me to make you come. Okay, sweetheart, okay. Just wait. I'll have to get undressed. I love watching you squirm like that. You want to touch me so badly, don't you? Maybe next time, if you come straight to me instead of trying to get yourself off. No, you promise. You promise you'll come to me first. Now hold you to that. For now, you can give me those legs. I'm going to fold them against your chest. Ready for me, sweetheart? Don't worry. I said I'd look after you. I'm not going to stop until you come. Oh, you feel amazing. Fuck. The feeling is mutual, you know? I can't get enough of you either. Especially tonight. Fuck. I wanted to leave my paperwork and come to your quarters. And fuck you until your legs give out. Good thing you beat me to it. So tight. Yes. Yes. You can come, sweetheart. But I'm not close yet. So, I'm going to keep pounding you like this. If it's too much, tell me, and I'll stop. Oh, fuck. Understand. Good. Now go on. Oh, come for me. Oh, you sound so good when you come like that. I can feel you trembling. I know it's a lot. But you're doing amazing. Fuck. Yes. You're taking me in so well. You're perfect. Hold on. Wrap your legs around my waist. I want to see that lovely face properly. There you are. Yeah, like that. Don't take those beautiful eyes off of me. Watch me while I fuck you. Watch me while I make you feel good. Damn. Are you going to come again? Fuck. You're so tight. You're so good. Oh, such a good. Shit. I'm close. But I want you to come with me. Oh, I want to fill you up like the good little whore you are. Yes, yes. Oh, that's it. Hold still. I'll untie you. Come here, sweetheart. You did amazing for me. You were so good. I know I've been working a lot. I haven't been able to spend much time with you. No wonder you were so pent up. How about I take you out for breakfast tomorrow? We can just talk and forget about the scouts for a while. Good. Now, go to sleep. I meant what I said earlier. You need your rest. I'll be here when you wake up, sweetheart. I'm not going anywhere.